Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is awesome for you guys to be here on this inaugural podcast episode of Go Creator Go. I am Antoine Dean, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to be here and to help kick this thing off. I cannot tell you how big of an honor to be able to do this and for you guys to even listen to me. So thank y'all so much for being a part of this inaugural launch and the first ever edition of Go Creator Go. I'm so excited. I cannot put into words, y'all, how excited I am about this moment. It is pivotal for me as a creator, and it is pivotal to me as a person who loves creativity, and to be a part of this. So this is only the beginning. There is so many more episodes that we're going to be doing in this season, and you guys are I want to tell you so bad what we're going to be doing like next, but I want to keep you guys kind of a little intrigued as we go forward. But know that this podcast is geared toward the faith-centered creator. This podcast is simply an outlet for you guys to receive information and an outlet for you guys to get poured into. Unfortunately, in our spiritual journey as Christians and believers in our churches that we attend, we do not get really poured into a lot. We actually, as creators, get utilized in the church, which is not a bad thing. But unfortunately, we get utilized so much and we find ourselves in positions where we are serving. And we get a word here and there. We get a revelation from time to time. But our service, we're so enveloped in our service to our body, to our church body, to our man of God, woman of God, to our church leadership, that sometimes we negate ourselves. And as creators, we should be poured into as well. And not just as creators, as people, as believers in Christ, we should be filled, you know, and we should be able to be filled to where we may go out and do the work of the Lord with vigor and fervor, right? You know, the Bible talks about how we should not lose our spiritual fervor. That means fervor is a Greek word for heat, for massive heat and strength and power. You know, we shouldn't lose that, right? We should always be able to keep that with God. It's just like we were when we first got saved. You know, we felt like we could move mountains when we first got saved. We wanted to tell everybody about Jesus. That's the fervor that God wants us to maintain. Keep that fire hot, right? In any relationship, whether it's romantic, whether it's spiritual, whether it's, you know, a kinship, a family friendship, you want to keep that relationship going. You want to keep it, you want to keep feeding that relationship and building that relationship. The same thing applies to our spiritual journey and our spiritual life. Amen. So as creators, we should always think about building ourselves up, making ourselves stronger in community, making ourselves stronger in being better creators, believers, servers, and servants. Not just instruments. You know, it's one thing to say, use me, oh God, but it's another thing to exercise that use, you know, where you know this is what I should be doing in my local body, and this is what I want to do, and here I am, you know. So once that happens, sometimes, you know, we get so caught up into the idea of just serving that we forget to be served, and it does play a part in, you know, our development. We want to be better believers, right? We want to be better creators. We want to be stronger in the word of God and exercise the knowledge of God, that we may walk in it ourselves and be living epistles, as Paul would say, living epistles of the body of Christ, you know, of Jesus Christ, and standing out and letting our light shine before men so that they may see your good works and praise your Father in heaven, as Jesus said. So you want that. And the way to do that is to get poured into. The way to get poured into, of course, is to be under a good leadership and a church, being discipled by someone that has a heart like Christ, who knows the word of God and who walks it out and who lives the word of God. And of course, being connected to outlets like these, you know, like Go Creator Go, and people, evangelists and prophets and apostles and pastors and teachers on YouTube and various social media outlets and internet outlets that give word daily. You know, we are in an information age, right? And there's, you know, all these creators are out there, and there's so much information to get and so much information to acquire. It's almost information overload, you know. And we actually are going to talk about that later on in the season. You know, how can this, all of this creativity, be beneficial to me? How can I weed through this and find what's right for me? And we do address that issue. So you hold on tight and keep posted to Go Creator Go podcast. And we will definitely have all those answers and plenty more as we go. We'll be having amazing interviews. We'll be doing awesome revelational testimonies and from creative people, and talk about their spiritual journeys and how they use their giftings and their creativity to make their lives whole with God and to build that relationship with God, right? Because at the end of the day, it's really all about building that relationship with Christ yourself and spreading his name everywhere, and everywhere you do and everywhere you go. You know, the Bible says that everywhere you tread your foot, you should get that land. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, that was in Joshua. But he gives us the spaces and the places where we are to go. You know, the Bible says that the Lord is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You know, he literally makes the way for us to where we may go and walk in that wholeness and walk in that fullness, all while staying connected with him, pursuing him, building that relationship with him, growing stronger in him, and maintaining that relationship to where it may sprout forth fruit in us and spread infectiously to others. You know, that is all we're doing. You know, as Pastor Mike Todd would say, we are representing Christ. We are representing him. This is who he is. He was presented to us. Now you go and do likewise. You go and say to someone else the same thing. The only difference is, but it's not just with our words, we're actually, or with our lifestyle, we're actually doing it through the gifts of creativity. And that's what this station is about, this podcast is about. We are highlighting creative people who express God and their love of him and their relationship with him and the power of God, of Jesus Christ, through the creativity of people. And that's, it's exciting to think about it, you know, and it sounds larger than life, but I'm telling you, you have the ability to do the same thing. It's not just for the elite. It's not just for the special. It's not just for the chosen and the anointed, as it were. Every single one of us has a spiritual gift that God has given us to do the same impact as you see these amazing people on YouTube and in movies and in songs and on documentaries and on stages all over the world, affecting millions of people and touching their hearts too. You know, there are songwriters out there who have the same anointing as the Hillsong guys do. Some people may not know all their songs, but their songs are still anointed. And then there are songs that are out there that everybody knows, and those songs are anointed as well. So, you know, the gift does not have no boundaries. You know, it's really all about you and your relationship with God and how you can push it, believing in yourself. According to your faith, it'll be done unto you, right? So the stronger you believe that God is with you, hey, that could be the vehicle that could take you and catapult you to getting yours, the relationship testimony that you put in song, or the relationship testimony with Christ that you put in a movie, or the relationship testimony that you put in a book, or even in a spoken word, or a painting, even a drawing. Even I've known about people who have actually gotten delivered in Christ just by simply a painting, That has happened. I've seen that happen. And as a matter of fact, later on in the season, we actually talked to a painter who gives several testimonies about that same scenario. And, you know, there are songs that touch your heart. There's songs that move you to deliverance. There's songs that move you to the heart of God that almost usher in the presence, if you will, of our Savior to you. So it's all done through creativity. It's all done through the use of God's gift in us. And it's incredible when you think about it. You know, me, myself, I have been in media and entertainment and even in journalism for several years, and started off, of course, you know, going into it, not being, I was a Christian, but I wasn't a, what they call a for real Christian. I was a casual Christian. And I just went to church and got understanding. Okay. Yeah. You know, God and me, we good. You know, I respect him and hopefully he respects what I'm doing and we keep it moving. But, you know, just like anybody else, any average person who doesn't know God like they should, you know, you fall into pitfalls. You make mistakes. You try to do things in your own strength and you try to make things happen the way you should see them happen. And you get prideful, you get full of yourself, and you think that you're the one who brings it to fruition. You're the one that causes it to happen and make things go in motion. It's because of me. I did this. I accomplished that. I did this. Me. And that was simply not the case. And I was a very lost person working in the industry and doing a lot of producing, doing a lot of writing, doing a lot of concept development, positions that required, you know, they were authoritative positions, and got kind of full of myself there because I didn't have a spiritual foundation, and I used my gift abusively. I used my gift to define me, and you know, my job was what I did. I didn't say my name. I said my title first, and just being very lost and insecure and dealing with rejection, of course, and you know, that rejection is a strong spirit that you fight against dealing with creativity. And of course, we're going to talk about that in future episodes to come. But yeah, it was, you know, to make it short, you know, I was not in a good place. And in October of 2008, I gave my life to the Lord. You know, I gave my life to God and rededicated my gifts back to him. I wanted to give him everything. I wanted to give him my whole. I wanted to give him my all, and wanted that relationship to go to a level that I never thought that it could go. And I wanted an intimate relationship with the Lord. I wanted to know him, and I wanted him to know me. And of course, you know, the Bible talks about that the kingdom of God is in you as it is in me. So I wanted that relationship with him. And as time grew on, now we are in 2020, knocking on the door of 12 years of walking this Christian life. And it has not been an easy one, and it has not been simple. And for a creative person, working in a lot of secular realms, that God has placed me in these assignments, it has not been simple to navigate as a Christian in a secular world like media and entertainment and journalism. You know, there are people that, you know, some of the rumors are true. You know, there's a lot of wickedness in those businesses. And when you're a saved person and you're a Christ-centered person, that can be very challenging, not necessarily to my faith, because I believe that I stand strong in God myself. Not that I'm not saying that I would fall, but I'm saying that when you are a pilgrim in an unholy land, it is a bit challenging to still evangelize in an atmosphere that way. You are judged because of who you are, even before you even exclaim that you are a Christian. You don't necessarily have to go and say, hey, I'm saved, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian. But I would run into plenty of opposition just because, you know, it's just something about you, they would say. And they would just, you know, they would just side-eye me and things like that. But the truth is that, you know, it was the spirit in them. You know, the Bible talks about we wrestle not against flesh and bones, but but against principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places and powers and authorities. And we pull down all those strongholds in Jesus' name. So yeah, it's always a challenge dealing with that in that type of world when you are a saved person, when you have a heart for Christ, and when you want to live for him and make him proud, right? But that's why I felt so led to move into doing this. And I'm so glad that, you know, God blessed me with the opportunity to do it. To get into what Go Creator Go is about, just like I said, in short, it is a podcast designed for Christian creatives to basically get filled, get information that can be a blessing to them, and show Christian creatives like yourself how being creatives is biblical. It is actually biblical to be a creative person. Not only is it is biblical, it is actually spoken of by the Lord to be creative. It's actually spoken of by Christ to be a creative individual and to basically just use him as the model and be creatively expressive to move the kingdom forward. You are needed, creative. You are needed to move this kingdom forward. You are needed to bring Christ on earth. You are needed to bring the atmosphere of the Lord in every place you go. You are needed, creative, to bring joy in the hearts of believers who are downtrodden and are heavy hearted. You are, because the joy of the Lord is their strength. And you, creative, are made for a purpose to create for such a time as now. And we're going to take a break really quickly. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to go into a real short explanation of why to support what I just said, to support the fact that you are designed to create. And I'm going to show you. I'm actually going to show you in the scripture. I'm going to break it down for you really quickly in a short amount of time of how you are designed to be a creative. So thank you so much for listening to Go Creator Go. We'll be back in just a moment. All right. We're back. Thank y'all so much for waiting out that minute real quick. I am really enjoying this. Can't you see that? I am really enjoying this. I mean, creators love to create, you know, so and I pray that you do too. So if you want to follow us, we are on social media. We are on Facebook right now on Go Creator Go. It's a private group, and you have to basically answer a couple of questions and you can get in. So if you're a creator and you're Christ-filled, we would love to have you be a part of our private creative group right now. And very soon, the website is being built now, so it should be launching pretty soon. But yeah, just go ahead and follow us on Facebook at Go Creator Go. All right, so we talked about before the break there about how you are born to create, that God specifically designed you to create. You are there to create. So let's take it from the top. The first proof of how you are born to create is Genesis 1:1. the beginning. I mean, literally the first excerpt of the Bible, the first verse, verse 1, chapter 1 of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created is the key phrase in that sentence, in that verse. And the reason that is because, that's NIV, by the way. And the reason that is because the later on in the Bible, in Genesis 2, God says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Well, Jesus then later says, further down in the Gospels, he says that I only see what my Father, I only do what I see my Father doing, right? So if we as people are made in the image of God and he created the heavens and the earth, so what does that say about you? Because he is our Father, right? He is our heavenly Father, right? He created us. He's the one who gave us life, right? God is the ultimate creator. You know, he is the ultimate creator. You know, his creation spans space and time. He would literally one word, God put into motion a series of events that are far beyond mere human imagination, right? Just one thing. He just said, let there be. And it was, you know, and the same thing happened with the land, you know, land masses, mountains, plains, forests, deserts, you know, all of this. God just spoke this stuff, you know, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, right? That's in Psalm 24:1, right? So imagine when you look at the clouds in the day, wherever you are, you know, you look at the clouds in the sky during the day, there are no settings of those clouds that are exactly the same. You can't go out on Wednesday and see a cloud formation, and then that Thursday the next day, or that Sunday the next day, or that Monday the following week, and this, oh yeah, the clouds were exactly like that on last Wednesday. Nope, you would never, ever, ever see that. He never repeats the same day twice. Think about that. He never repeats the same day twice. You know, he never does the same sunset, never does the same sunrise. Never, never. As the time is going, as you're listening to this podcast, that time will never come back, right? The date that this podcast is released, that date will never come back again. You know, that exact date and time and moment will never come back to you again. We are constantly in a flux of motion forward, constantly, because of a word. When God said, let there be, it was, and time immediately went into motion. So we have to think about that. And if that's the case, if God is able to do something on that scale, well, what is it that we, as his creation, what is it that we were able to do, right? What is it that we were able to create? Well, we were able to create the idea of being able to name the fish, name the birds, name the insects, name the mammals and the reptiles and the amphibians, all of that. You know, we can make ideas, making computers, making concepts and ideas like podcasts, the internet, Facebook, social media, building cars, airplanes, buildings, being able to filter dirty water and recycle it again, making cars that run on electricity. You know, all of these ideas were something when they were first pitched. I'm sure a couple of people were like, man, that's crazy. This one, that will never work. That nobody can run a car off of electricity, of actual vehicle that people can get in. Yeah, a toy, sure. You can do it all day. But an actual vehicle that people can get in? No way. You can't make a car that runs on electricity. Yeah, here we are. You know, say hello to Elon Musk. So same kind of thing. He did that through his gift of creativity. Now, we're not going to judge Brother Musk, you know. We're not going to judge the man of God. He could be a tongue-talking, water-walking believer for all we know. But let's say he is. Can you imagine the impact that he can be with having a Christ-centered lifestyle if he wasn't? Now, if he's not in a Christ-centered lifestyle and he's doing all these things, just imagine what would happen if his heart transformed for Christ. What a bigger impact he can be for not just the body of Christ, but for the world as a whole because of his foundation has been changed, you know? So that's what I mean by being a Christ-centered creator. A Christ-centered creator is somebody that literally has the heart of God and the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God functioning within them, operating in the gift that they're superior in. It's like taking the greatest singer in the world and they are a blood-washed believer. Can you imagine the type of music that could glorify God through that person? Can you imagine how many hearts will turn to Christ by just simply doing that, by being that creator, right? So coming in there and just transforming a nations, a world even, right? So that's the power that we as the creation have from our Father, right? So that's what that is. So after all, we do have that authority to do it because God made us in his image and his likeness, according to, like I said, Genesis 1:26. And he put us on earth to fill and subdue the earth, to rule over the fish and the sea and the birds of the air and the sky, over the livestock and over the wild animals and over the creatures that move along the ground. That's Genesis 1:28. God has given us not only the authority to not only create, but to have ownership of it. So when you have, you know, there's one interpretation, I believe it's the King James Version, it says that we have power and dominion. That means that we have authority over it. So we actually have ownership over that. We have ownership over and take full responsibility of the creation that we can make, you know. So if you design these incredible T-shirts that just are just blowing people's minds when they see them, it's like, man, I love the designs of these shirts. The first thing they're going to ask is, who did this? Who made this shirt? Who came up with this concept? And then there'll be a guy like, yeah, it was me. I did that, you know. So he has ownership over that, you know. But and then to add a cherry on top of that, he'll say, you know, yeah, I did. That's my idea. That's my business. It's my T-shirt company. But God gave me that idea, man. I just rolled with it. Now, that's where the rubber hits the road. Why? Because he gave God the glory on that. Now, what if the person who asked, who designed this shirt, was a non-believer or someone who may have a casual relationship with Christ, but that T-shirt is just drawing them to want to know something more? It serves as an evangelic tool to reach that heart, to grow closer to the Lord. Next thing you know, there's a relationship that forms between that person that designed it and the person that wants to purchase it. And so that person may end up discipling that young person. And the next thing you know, that person is getting an understanding for Christ, and that person gets an understanding and a relationship with Christ develops, and God gets the increase. So that's how it works when you're dealing with your creativity and how it serves as an evangelism tool to bring the hearts of people to God. Amen. Amen. So in the word likeness, I mentioned earlier that, you know, that we're designed in God's likeness. Well, the Hebrew interpretation of the word likeness means characteristic or nature. So that means that when God created us as people, we not only have his image, i.e. appearance, but we also have his nature. We can create with the ability to speak what we desire and to create and then put our words into action, right? So I give you an example of that. So in the Bible, the word talks about life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That's from Proverbs. Proverbs talks about that. There's also a scripture in Mark where Jesus says, have faith in God. I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea mountain, and they do not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it'll be done for them. So speaking what you desire is all activated in your faith. Okay? So if you believe it, then you say it. You know, there have been motivational speakers who utilize this concept all the time. They do this thing where, well, I believe it, so I say it, you know, and if I say it, it makes it real. And if I say it, it makes it real. I can see it in my mind and then I can manifest it. Well, that's the same exact thing. Where do you think they got that from? They got that from the principle of God saying that, of Christ saying that you have what you say and you believe what you say you have. Then it will be done unto you. But it has to be in his will, see. That's the part they always leave out, the motivational speakers. So it has to be in the will of Christ. But if your heart is in line with the purpose of why you desire this, if you're doing this to help move God's kingdom forward, then it makes perfect sense in your heart. Your spirit and heart will be drawn to it anyway. And it will manifest greatly for you because your heart is right. You know, the Bible talks about from the heart, the mouth speaks. The overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, yeah, so you have to have the faith and you have to have the boldness and the relationship and the heart for Christ to speak out towards him and to say, listen, God, I believe you. I believe that you're going to make this podcast successful, that I'm not just doing this, you know, for me to get people to know who I am, but I'm doing this mainly, number one, for people to know who you are, you know, to touch these Christian creatives so they may know you and exercise in you a relationship, you know, that this grows and envelops people's hearts all over the world, you know. It's not about me. It's about you first. You know, my life scripture has always been Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Well, what are these things? Things such as an abundant life. Things such as, you know, an understanding and a relationship with him, with Christ, that he's always with us when we pursue him. Because he rewards those who desperately seek him, who earnestly seek him, according to Hebrews 11, right? So we want to have that relationship with him. We can't be effective Christ-centered creators without having a Christ-centered relationship. We can't. It's not possible. If you are claiming to be a Christian and you're not putting Christ first, then you're defeating the whole purpose of this whole thing. You know, that the idea is we pursue Christ, therefore Christ pours into us, and then we are a blessing to many. That's how it works. So he uses us, and that's how, you know, blessings flow, right? So I thank y'all so much for hearing this podcast. I thank y'all so much for joining me. But before we go, I just want to pray for you guys really quick. And just want to pray for you guys that we, you know, just go further in this and faster in this, because it's all about acceleration. It's all about revelation, and it's all about understanding and relationship with God, right? So remember, as a creative person, that God placed you in his likeness and you have godly creative power, and to consistently build your relationship with Christ and get that scripture in your heart. That's one way to do it. You know, get his word in you, because his word sustains us, you know, and to have faith in God, to have faith through the words that we receive, whether it be in our churches from our pastors, hearing it from our word when we receive our word, or just getting revelation. We are quick to listen to God through our prayer and study time. And we should not speak negatively. We should not speak negatively. The reason that is because we have what we say, right? So if we're speaking things that are opposite of what God's word says, yeah, there are definitely going to be negative consequences. So we have to be really careful about the things that we say in regard to speaking negative words. We have to watch what we say, because remember, life and death are in the power of our tongues. So the way to turn that around is to always speak by decreeing and declaring our vision and putting action to our vision, asking God, what can I do to move myself forward in you? And what words, what scripture do I need to declare over myself? What words do I need to declare over myself and over this vision that you've given me? Because this is not only a serious responsibility, but I know that you have something great for me. And I know that I'm able to do these things that you've given me. And I want them to be done in an order that is pleasing to you and that moves your heart and moves the heart of your people. So let me pray for you guys. Father, I thank you for the gathering of these amazing creators. I thank you, God, that you have blessed us with your creativity. I thank you, God, for your gift. I thank you, God, for the gifts that you placed in these beautiful people, that, Father, we have creative power. I thank you, God, for consistency, that of us building relationship and growing stronger with you. I thank you, Lord, that you're putting your word in our hearts, that, Father, to increase our most holy faith. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving us wise ears to listen to you through your prayer and study time with us. Thank you, Lord, that we are not to speak negative words, that we bind that from our mouths and our vocabulary in Jesus' name, that we watch what we say, because we know that life and death are in the power of our tongues. Father, we thank you, Father, that you give us the decrees and declarations to speak life into what we live, to speak life into what we do, to speak life into what we're able to accomplish through your word and the gifts that you've given to us. And that, Father, we're able to put action to your vision and move your kingdom forward. And in the process of that, that you bless us abundantly, Father, more exceedingly and above all that we can ask or even imagine, according to the power that work in us. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. I'll talk to y'all soon on the next episode. Bye-bye. Go Creator Go was created in Triumph Media Works Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. Copyright 2020. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at Go Creator Go. God bless.